Disclaimer. Any celebrities appearing on any podcast or video under the Blah Blah name is impersonated unless deemed otherwise. The opinions made are our own, and any joke during the podcast is made in good fun and not intended to hurt or offend others. Now, enjoy the following.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. The hell is a podcast?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode of Blah Blah Podcast, because there is no news, no movie talk, just a bunch of wacky craziness that will come in a minute. It is just me and Sean. Sean Smith.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
And friend of the show, George Lucas.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, George.
It's
we're
great
back
to have you back.
Yeah.
Great to be back.
Well, I really thank you for inviting us back over to your house at Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah, no problem. Even though, you know, the last time I was on, you guys kind of fucked me over with Evan and everything.
I was a little hangry that day,
I should say. It's okay.
You weren't letting me have any of your
Chris
food.
Is still my new best friend, but, you know, I think you guys are right there.
Oh, yeah. Chris is here, too.
Yeah, you know, it's been great being George Lucas's best friend. He lets me go go-karting on Skywalker Ranch, and the go-karts look like pod racers. And
yeah.
I take up most of it, but, you know,
well,
whatever
yeah.
room he can get, he usually fits in.
Yeah, just kind of cram in the back, you know,
where
Jar Jar's tongue got zapped. That's generally where I sit.
I can't believe you forgot Chris was here again.
Well, he didn't have a mic. I forgot he was talking.
I'm the man who's forgotten by all.
Yes, that is true. Okay, the reason this is a really special episode, everybody, is because George invited all of us over because he just got a new MacBook, and he was texting me saying that his favorite website ever is Chat Roulette. Is that correct?
Actually, you're wrong about that. It's Snack Roulette that's my favorite. But,
oh, I misunderstood you again.
You always misunderstand
me. I always misunderstand you.
No, Chat Roulette's a fun site, too. It's kind of like the website of 1,000 Faces.
Yeah, and, you can see 1,000
yeah,
faces.
Yeah, there's literally 1,000 faces.
Yeah.
Now,
and 1,000 dicks.
Oh.
Maybe some boobs.
Yeah, very rarely. Very rarely,
that's true. Now, I had the great idea of we'd all come over and just record as we're, you know, going through Chat Roulette and maybe get some Star Wars fans on there, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to talk to them and
see what they think of the prequels.
I want to tell them why my version's better and why J.J. Abrams is a hack.
Sometimes they're only on for like 3 seconds. You think you can get?
Yeah,
all
well,
up?
We'll try.
We'll try.
No, we'll use the Force.
Can we see Snack Roulette after this then?
Oh yeah, well I'll show you Snack Roulette.
Okay, great. George, actually, before we start, I was going to ask you about the controversial things you said about the Star Wars Force Awakens movie, but I'm not going to.
We spent an entire episode
on
that.
Yeah. Instead, let's talk about something a little more fun. Let's talk about, you like WWE, right?
Yeah, well, if you remember, I competed in last year's WrestleMania as
Georgie
Porgy.
Georgie Porgy.
In the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle.
Yeah, you unfortunately went under the rope, so it didn't count the match. But
yeah, it didn't count. But you know, it was a fun time. I enjoyed hanging out with everyone, the big show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The winner.
He was the winner, and, you know, I mean, he's probably, like, the second biggest. I'm really the big show, when you really think about it, but he's, like, the second. But, you know, he's a great guy.
And Jason's the big short.
I am the big short. Yeah. Now, I don't want to exclude anyone listening who are non-WWE fans, so let's just touch base real quick. What do you think about the upcoming Royal Rumble?
Oh, you mean, now that's going to be a title match as well. If you remember, Vince McMahon made, you know, the Roman Reigns' World Heavyweight Championship is on the line.
That's right.
And none of those guys are the real heavyweight champions. The real heavyweight champion's me. So I just wanted to officially announce, I got the sanction from Vince McMahon, that I am competing in this year's Royal Rumble.
What?
As
really?
An entrant. Yes.
That's
I'll be back, and I'll be trying to win Roman Reigns' belt.
Wow. So you have the opportunity to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
Yep.
George, could you imagine a belt, the World Heavyweight Championship belt with your name? George,
I don't think it'll fit around my waist, but... You know, I'll be able to hold it up.
No one really wears those belts as actual belts, if you think about it. Do you think it'll fit around your shoulder?
You know, with the power of movie making, anything's possible. You know, there's also another reason I really want that belt, is because I'm convinced that there's chocolate inside of it. So
really? You think so?
Yeah, I think if I unwrap the, it's just it looks like just gold foil. And I can just unwrap it and there's a nice
chocolate candy, those gold coins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just like the gold coins.
I mean, there's only one way to find out. You got to win.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think Roman Reigns, you know, he's no good. Everyone, he's the only guy, like, they boo adamantly, you know, whenever he comes
George,
out.
Did
so.
You get your number yet? I mean, not that you should tell us, but...
Right,
like,
yeah. I did get my number.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to tell you what number I am.
Okay.
Number 66.
69. it's the number of 1,000 faces. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I enjoyed my time. Big Show, it's going to be great. Sheamus, I love that guy, Sheamus.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see you, and I hope you win. So now, let's dive...
Like Sheamus' tater tots.
Let's dive into chat roulette. Okay, it seems to be searching. And it's,
What is that?
Is that a man?
I can't... I mean, it's a little fuzzy on the screen. I can't tell what exactly that is.
Or is it a woman, or is it a man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have that removed soon. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really decided. I've been going back and forth. Oh, are you the blah blah guys?
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you?
What are you doing on chat roulette?
Well, I was having a girls' night and halfway through, you know, my DVR WrestleMania, and we just polished off a bottle of Jack Daniels. So the ladies are really loving it. Anyway, I got a little bored. So, you know, to get a little reminiscent about, you know, I kind of go on chat roulette sometimes to see what other ones look like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what are you guys? Is that George Hi, George Lucas.
Hello, Caitlin.
Remember me?
Oh, boy, I remember you all right.
How you been, George?
I've been good. How you been
doing? That's good. I've been doing really good.
Caitlin, have you talked to Benny recently?
Benny? Oh, what a nice boy that Benny is.
Our own friend, Benny.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys been on any more cruises together?
Oh. Here's the thing about Benny. He really does love a muscular, manly body.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't want to comment more on that.
Oh, would you like to see my man boobies?
No, that's quite all right.
Here they come!
Oh my God!
Why'd you turn it off?
Chris, what did you think of meeting Caitlyn Jenner for the first time?
You know, it's a dream come true. You know, I really like sports and the Olympics. So, you know, either live long enough to see yourself become the villain or you die a hero, I guess, you know.
Wise words, Mr. Whole Shoe.
Yeah, like Anakin Skywalker.
Okay, let's keep cycling through this, boys. Penis, penis, penis.
Hey, guys!
How did you get back?
Was that Evan?
No, I don't think
so. That was Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's scrolled through. I couldn't tell sometimes. Okay, and penis fireman. And what is that?
Oh, no.
That looks like...
Oh, no. Fuck you, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. Oh,
fuck.
Jake Lloyd.
Oh, no.
How did we come across Jake Lloyd? God.
Jake Lloyd from...
Give me that button. Give me the button.
No, George.
I wanna hear, no.
George, you're going to break the computer.
He ate my meat!
Oh my God!
Jake Lloyd. Yeah, it's your meat.
Jake
Lloyd. Did I give you permission, Jake?
I didn't ask for permission.
Fucking prick.
Okay, guys, let's settle down real quick. Maybe we can make amends. Now you're Jake Lloyd from the Star Wars prequels, right? You played the little kid, but now you're all grown up.
Unfortunately,
I heard you tried.
Unfortunately,
I heard you said Star Wars ruined your life. How true is that?
It took everything from me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you took all my meat. That's like everything to me.
Now, Mr. George Lucas over here is very upset because he claims that you ate his exotic meat.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to this fucking prick. Okay, I don't fucking talk to him.
All right, George, calm down. Remember your heart.
No, I'm not going to calm down.
Remember your heart problem.
Okay.
We don't want to repeat it last time. Just calm down.
Now, maybe you guys can bury the hatchet here, Mr. Lloyd. You think maybe you can apologize for eating Mr. George Lucas's meats?
That sack of shit ruined my life.
Why?
Never.
We used to hang out all the time, Jake, after Star Wars. We used to play Parcheesi, you, me, Tamara Morrison, Ahmad Best. We were the boys.
The boys?
Yeah, we used to go around town messing up things and causing a ruckus.
You told me the script was good, George.
Well,
you told me it was good.
I was rooting for you. Your brilliant performance at Jiggle All the Way really made you seem fit for Star Wars. And you ruined it. You ruined our friendship.
Arnold and I had something that you and I will never have.
Oh,
whoa.
Production value, George. Production value.
Oh, really? Oh, it's turbo time. It's not, it's not this is pod racing.
Look, as George Lucas's new best friend, check the wiki, I can say that he needed those meats to train for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I have George at Skywalker Ranch punching beef and chicken and just any animal found on a farm, just punching those meats to get ready.
You hear that, Jake? Chris is the new member of the boys.
And then he eats them afterwards for protein.
Hey, screw you, too.
I hope you're happy.
Well.
Jake, are you still working at Kmart?
Yeah, I'm going to be up for management soon, so it's actually looking pretty good for me.
Oh, I'm glad, because last we heard, you were living in a box next to Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, well, Gilbert keeps me warm, so we're working our way up.
Why don't you go start your own boys, you and Arnold and Gilbert?
All right, guys, I'm gonna keep going.
George, I've never seen you that angry.
Except when you talk about Evan Moore.
Yeah, Evan Moore. He and Jake would get along just fine, fingering each other.
All right, let's keep cycling through here. If you want to see a good time, no, I'm just gonna keep going. And is that Owen Wilson?
Wow! I see all you guys in this little box. Ooh, it's neat.
What are you doing on Chat Roulette?
Well, you know, I'm just on a break. I'm helping Woody Allen with Midnight in Paris 2. except this time I go to the future of Paris. So I'm
the
just taking
future?
A break. Yeah, you know how Midnight in Paris, I go in the past and I meet like Ernest Hemingway and all? Well, now I get to meet like a robot version of Ernest Hemingway. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Do you think Woody would be okay with you saying that to us, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's cool with it. He's busy with Sung Yi, so... So we're, you know, I'm just hanging out here. Vince Vaughn's going to be in the movie. It's going to be great.
Who's Vince Vaughn playing?
A robot?
Vince Vaughn's going to be Robo Hemingway.
Oh. Interesting.
How far in the future? Like 1,000 years?
Yeah, it's like 1,000 years. It's like, you know, near 3,000.
I got to ask real quick. That movie that came out last year, I think it was, you're in Pierce Brosnan, you're in like Cambodia and the rebels rise up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the name, but... There's no Escape. That was it, yeah.
No Escape.
No Escape. That just came to me out of nowhere. And, why did you decide to take such a serious role?
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, well, my first really kind of serious role, if you really watch Midnight in Paris, it's not that serious of a role, it's not that comedic, I should say. It's a lot of fun, you know, playing a dramatic part, and I was getting the chance to work with Pierce. You know, when I signed on, I thought I'd be playing a new Bond villain.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, then I found out it's about this movie. I'm like, you know what, I can do that too.
I got
a lot of range, you know?
Well, I can't wait to see you in Zoolander 2.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great, Ben. Me and Ben hanging out like old times.
Well, I can't wait to see you in Zoolander 2.
Yeah, Ben, he's great. He's like my muse, you know? It's just great hanging out with Ben Stiller.
What do you think of his ears? They're kind of big, aren't
they? Oh, you know, they're big. I like to, you know, hold on and fly around. He's like Dumbo.
Oh.
You know?
All right,
fly
well.
The sky.
I feel like you stole that from somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck you.
All right, well, Mr. Wilson, I'll let you get back to making Midnight in Paris 2.
Oh, great. It's going to be coming soon. You should all go see it.
Okay, yeah, definitely. See ya. Bye. All right, this is pretty fun, don't you think, George?
Owen Wilson was a nice guy. He sounds a little bit like Caitlyn Jenner and I, but, you know, that's okay.
Chris, would you like to get in on this chat roulette?
Last time I went on chat roulette, I saw like 3 uncircumcised penises, and my eyes still kind of burn. But for the sake of, you know, the audience, you know, all 12 of them, I'm prepared.
Okay. Before I progress, George, I see over there you have like a Nordic track or like a workout machine, which is are you you're getting ready for
Royal
Rumble?
Well, you know, I'm getting ready for the Royal Rumble. Chris has been really helping me train this thing. And Ahmad and Tamura, you know, they're kind of like my posse.
The boys.
Yeah, the boys. You know.
You guys TP houses on Mischief Night?
Yeah, we did that. We went to we actually went to Evan's house and TP'd it. That was a lot of fun. Thankfully, Chris knew where he lived, so.
Yeah, it was George shit on the front porch. It was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. Is that Donald Trump?
It looks
good
like
evening.
It. Oh.
Mr. Trump, what are you doing on Chat Roulette?
I've been watching you for the last couple of weeks.
That's weird.
That's all creepy.
Okay.
Don't you have like a presidential campaign to run?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought so.
You better believe it.
Oh, all right. Well, what are you doing on here?
I fully understand.
What?
Fully understand what?
Come on, try getting it out.
Oh. He's testy today.
Wait until Chat Roulette. He probably wants to see something.
You're fired.
Donald Wait,
are
Trump,
you here to...
is that... Oh, my God, he's dropping his pants.
No, Trump!
And his dick has a little wig on it.
Oh, no.
He doesn't seem like a very bright guy.
Who's he talking about? Which one of us?
Come on, try getting it out.
Hey, can I ask Donald Trump a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you such a big racist? Why can't you be accepting of all races in this country? This is America, after all.
I just want them to suffer.
Oh, that's not very kind.
That's not nice at all.
Fantastic.
It's not fantastic.
No, that's awful.
Shit. It's been a great success.
No, everyone hates
you. Well,
yeah,
I mean, you are up in the polls.
Congratulations.
To yourself?
Hey, are you?
And some, I assume, are good people.
Yeah.
I just want to know, Donald.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Shut up.
Okay. You always talk about Hillary Clinton. Is there something deep going on there? Like something
deep? This is very interesting.
It is very interesting. Can you answer the question?
Plenty of money.
What?
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
I think he means tater tots.
Oh.
Did you say that to Hillary?
So, probably I'll sue her.
You'll sue
Hillary. It would be fun.
I guess it would be fun.
Mark my words.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I run, I win.
Well, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
It was really nice talking to you again. Good luck with your presidential campaign.
You and Caitlyn
Jenner.
Fantastic.
Yep. See ya.
Guys, I think he was drinking. Because I'm not going to lie, I didn't understand most of what he said.
Yeah, and he pulled his pants down, too.
That was not right.
Although, you know what? I did expect the wig thing.
That's true.
I could totally see that coming.
I think he wants to have sex with Hillary.
Still going through. And what? Sean, do you see who that is?
That, I mean, it kind of looks like some...
Picture's coming through. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Who's here? Who's in there?
Hey, Vince.
George Lucas?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Oh, you look big.
Yeah, well, I am big. You know, I've been eating a lot.
Oh, wait, so. Vince, are you really confirming that George is going to be in the Royal Rumble this
year? I didn't say that, but goddamn, I don't see why not.
I thought I was already in.
But
it's a good assumption. What are you doing?
Stephanie told me that I could be in if I wanted.
She did?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. McMahon, what are you doing on Chat Roulette? Don't you have a company
to
run?
Can't you see my chest? It's huge.
Well, it's not called Chest Roulette.
Oh, I'm not wearing a shirt, Jason.
I can tell that. Hey, were you really arrested the other day at the Barclays Center?
What? The other day?
Yeah.
That was months ago.
Well, it's another day. Well, were you arrested?
No, Jason, I cannot speak on that. There's still litigation out there, and, no, I will not comment on that. God damn it.
Well, now that I have you, can I also ask, did Macho Man Randy Savage really have sex with your daughter?
No, I did.
Okay.
You had sex with Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yes. Wait,
oh.
No.
That's pretty cool. Could I use that in the Andre movie?
No.
I'll take that as a yes.
God damn it. I will put a stop to your Andre movie.
Okay, here's the thing. How about this? If I lose the Royal Rumble, I don't do Andre. But if I win the Royal Rumble and I get the heavyweight belt, I get to make Andre.
Citation, we also get merchandising rights.
Yes.
We
heard it here.
No, I will not agree to that.
Okay, that's fine. Can you at least have a new tag team called the Boys? It's me, my new friend Chris, right here. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, listen, are dick punches legal in WWE?
Yeah, they're called low blows.
And awesome.
And it's going to be Tamora Morrison and Ahmaa Best, who played Jango Fett and Jar Jar Binks.
I don't know who those people are.
Oh, well, we can get them in.
Big,
can we like
are
schedule?
They big?
They're big. Yeah.
Oh, they're big.
Yeah, one's African American, and the other's like I don't
no,
know.
No,
he's like,
can't be in.
The other one kind of looks like a Samoan.
Oh, is he? Does he have long hair?
We can probably ask him, and he'll probably.
Can we give him green contacts?
Oh, sure. Why not?
We'll get it in editing.
Tamora played like 10 CG
How's
characters in one
year.
Well, he has like a rocket blast booster, so.
No, Vince.
I'll take it.
Vince, right. I heard once that Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon, said in an interview that you were going into detail about a gay sexual relationship you had about 20 years ago.
I told you to stop talking about Shawn Michaels.
I thought it was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh.
Well, it was like I don't want to get into it. So, well.
Let him be who he wants to be. Come on.
Yes. Who the hell are you?
I'm a man who dreams about entering the ring with George Lucas.
Well, guess what? You're in.
Whoa!
Oh, great. Oh, can we fight the social outcasts?
I don't know what that is.
There's Adam Rose and Heath Slater, Bo Dallas.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Ah, fuck them.
Oh, right.
Well, Vince, before I let you go back to doing whatever you're doing, I think you should bring the Spirit Squad back.
The Spirit Squad? You mean those jobbers? I don't want them. Go get me some more oil. I'm going to oil my chest.
Okay. Hey, can I ask him one more thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why did you pick Kermit the Frog as your ice bucket challenge?
He's a frog. Frogs come from water. It only makes sense you would put water on the frog.
Oh. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. I never thought about that. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's very smart.
All right.
And also, I don't give a shit.
I'll see you later, Mr. McMahon.
Oil my chest.
Okay, bye. Hey, Sean, you back from the bathroom?
Yeah, I had to tinkle. Me and the dog went into the bathroom and had a little tinkle.
Oh, that's nice.
Me and my dog got scrambles.
Yeah.
Scrambles.
And we're after my eggs.
I mean, he's always in the bathroom. I don't...
Yeah.
George, how many eggs a day do you eat?
Well,
when George was a boy, he ate 4 dozen eggs.
Help me make the size of a barge.
Is this part of your WrestleMania?
It's a lot of eggs. You know, I watched Rocky. And,
do you think of Rocky Road at all?
Oh, like the ice cream Rocky Road?
Yeah.
No, I love Rocky Road. So.
Okay.
How are you at catching chickens?
Usually I'll grab them and eat them. So,
oh.
You know, I'm pretty quick whenever there's food
in
the line.
You don't pluck
them
or anything?
No, I just down them right there.
So oh. If I put like
I unhinge my jaw and just to see it.
If I put a...
George.
If I put a piece of meat at the end of a treadmill, would you keep running?
No, I just reach out try my best to reach out. That's how I actually just try to reach out. I don't run. I just move my body to try and grab the chicken.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's keep going here. Penis.
Hello.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Chat Roulette?
You own a computer?
Well, I did so well on my trip recently, the tour, but this is all I have left. I sold the box. I don't know what Jake Lloyd's talking about. He's over there behind me.
How do you... Oh, Jake Lloyd's with you.
You live with Jake Lloyd?
I hate you, George Lucas.
Oh, fuck you, you son of a bitch. Piece of shit. Hey, Jake. My time now. Let me talk.
Do you guys share an apartment, or where are you guys living at?
We have the dumpster.
Oh. Yeah, you get a good connection.
Blog, you losers.
I'm assuming you have a dumpster outside of like an Apple.
No, it's the Kmart we worked at.
Oh, so you're just... Okay. Well, we won't tell anyone you're stealing.
Congratulations on your promotion, Jake!
In fact, I put a lot of hours into it.
Oh, yeah. You put a lot of hours of sucking, you asshole.
Shut the hell up, all right? You shut the hell up.
Fuck you. Hey, what...
All right, guys. This is Gilbert Gottfried's on.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot, so...
Gilbert, I'm surprised that you're on Chat Roulette. I didn't know that...
Oh, Sean!
Yeah?
We haven't had a lot of interaction.
Not since last time, I don't think.
How have you been doing?
Okay.
Man, I can smell that alcohol from here, Gilbert.
I can smell it, too.
So, I've been listening to your podcast recently. It's actually really good. You just had Bruce Dern on, and I was listening to...
I have a podcast?
I thought you knew you did.
Wait, who's Bruce Dern?
He's the Confederate in the Hateful Eight.
Oh, son of a bitch. What are we doing here? Because I brought a gun.
Wait a minute. Why did you bring a gun?
We're playing Russian roulette.
No, you're on Chat Roulette.
Well, this is awkward because it's your turn.
I mean, I can't reach you the computer.
I'll spin it for you.
Did Jake go yet?
Jake, are you playing?
You know I am. If George is, I am.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll take your...
Give me some time to get over there, you motherfucker.
Oh, George is there.
Yeah, I was just talking to you, you wrinkly old prick.
George, I like you. You got style, kid.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I appreciate that.
You're going to make it one day.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's very nice, kind of you to say.
Wait. Oh, I was looking at Jason. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? Let me introduce you to my new friend, Chris. Chris, this is Gilbert.
Hey.
Oh!
Hey, Gilbert. Guess what? I got a hunger for... Look, I'll write it later, but I'm going to punch you in the head or something.
Guess what? I was Hitler in Highway to Hell.
Okay. Well, you know, hanging out with Jake Lloyd, that little Aryan little prick.
Your turn to spin, George.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm taking Jason's shot.
If I could fit my finger where the trigger is, I would. But I can't fit my finger in there, so someone else
has
to hold it to me.
Give me the bottle. All right. It's my turn.
We already went.
All right. All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right,
bye,
goodbye,
Gilbert. Bye.
Oh.
What was that? It sounded like someone was closing that dumpster door.
Let's just deny that ever happened.
Yeah, I think we just witnessed a murder on Chat Roulette.
I mean, I'm sure there's been many.
Oh.
Probably. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a good point.
Cycling through. Who is that? The picture's really fuzzy.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Is that?
Oh, my. It's Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
That's a Road Warrior.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Chat Roulette?
I need a woman!
Oh,
okay.
Well, I guess you came to the right place.
It's
hard to come by on Chat Roulette.
What do you think of Ricky Gervais' comments, Dorsey? Okay.
He's a pain in the ass.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt.
Oh my, Mel.
You
get it now?
No, I don't.
I don't understand what's going on.
Guys, you shouldn't have brought up Ricky Gervais.
Fucking bend over backwards with my balls in a knot.
What?
No, that's a problem that a lot of men deal with, getting their balls in a knot.
All right, I think you got to calm down. You got to lay off the alcohol there.
Who cares? I have plenty of energy to drive over there.
No, don't
no,
come here.
Please don't come here.
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them. Why not?
That's not very nice.
Go to the goddamn jacuzzi yourself. Go to the fucking
jacuzzi. George, you have a jacuzzi?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and the boys get in there all the time.
In the fucking house.
All right.
Hey, I want to ask him a question. Hey,
sure.
Hey, Mel. Okay. Question. Okay, shut up. Kate. Okay. Why are you in that movie, The Beaver, where you have the beaver puppet?
Bullshit!
You were in that movie. I watched it.
I don't love you.
I don't love you either.
You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant.
Or you need a heart transplant because you're a mean person.
Man. This is man.
All right. Bye, Mel.
Goodbye, Mel.
This is interesting. Bye.
Oh my God, Chris! I think we should keep going on this Chet Roulette. What do you think?
I agree. Or George Lucas is gonna cry.
Yeah, he's already tearing.
Mel, hurt my feelings.
All right, here, penis. What? Is someone wearing a mask? What is that?
Wait. Are any of you the Last Jedi?
Oh, it's Kylo Ren.
Oh no.
Oh no, it's George Lucas.
Hey, you know what? You ruined my vision. You helped to destroy my vision.
Your vision sucked.
Yeah, well, you suck. At least, you know, Anakin looked cool. You looked like a stupid.
Well, I don't like Anakin. I actually like Sam.
Yeah, well, you know, Sam's too rough and coarse. They got all my bologna sandwich at one time. That's why I wrote that line.
Enough. Now, do any of you know where Evan Moore is?
I don't know where he is.
I can show you where he lives.
The reason I ask is because I've been watching your show in the YouTube channel and on the iTunes.
You're a subscriber.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a subscriber. So.
Okay.
Now, if any of you have watched Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith, you know that Darth Sidious says that you can manipulate midichlorians to produce life.
Okay.
I want to do that to Evan. Oh. He looks like the perfect host for the next Sith Lord.
Oh, okay. How are you going to impregnate a man?
Wait, he's a man?
Oh.
You know what? I kind of like this guy. He's pretty cool.
He looks like, oh, how do you say, Rosie O'Donnell? this is embarrassing.
You know, I've never been this embarrassed before. I'm really sorry. I mean, one time General Hux walked in on me looking at Wookiee for him. But,
I mean, if you want to start smashing stuff, that's totally natural. You want to start, like, hitting stuff with your lightsaber out of frustration?
Well,
you know, none of us are going to judge you. Just like Mel Gibson.
I want to add, Kylo Ren, you know, I think, you know, I hated you, but, you know, when you said that about Evan, you know, I kind of, you're kind of my okay better side now.
Well,
okay.
I feel the same way, George. How about we do a movie together?
Well, that'd be great. You know, I'm making Andre. That'll be great. I could fit you in there somewhere. Maybe Sean. Who? What wrestler could Kylo Ren play?
Around that time?
Because we got Nick Cage as Hulk Hogan in it.
Maybe he could play. Oh. I don't even.
Did Andre have like any kids or anything? He'd be like Andre's son, who's like, "Dad, you can't masturbate at the Super Bowl," and he's like, "Don't tell me what to do."
I don't think he did, but
okay.
You know.
Well, we can write it in. It's fine.
Yeah,
we can give him
a belt. Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think that's
a good idea.
Me,
yeah.
Maybe one day he can be the fifth member of the boys.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
You know, I got to see how the 8 and 9 turn out. You know, if they destroy my vision even more.
Say hello to General Hux for me, that asshole.
You're right. I'm only a leader. Well, bye.
Goodbye. Good. All right.
That was surprisingly pleasant.
Yeah, I thought he was going to, like, go crazy on us.
I think. I think he's just misunderstood, guys, to be perfectly honest.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I think the real monsters are the people that we don't expect it from, like Jake Lloyd and Evan Moore.
Yeah, all right. More
oh, there's an ad for The Last Exorcism 3.
Oh, there's a third?
Yeah, apparently, according to this ad.
This is not the last one.
Yeah.
Starring Chloe Grace Moretz, I see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see that, aren't you, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to perform that exorcism.
I mean, sexorcism.
That's gross. That's just gross. That's like a child.
She's of age.
She's of age.
But...
Okay, let's keep going, George. Oh, do you see who that is?
Is that who I think it is?
How's everybody doing today?
Nicholas Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yes, it's me, Nick Cage.
What are you doing on... I should stop asking, but I'll ask anyway. What are you doing on Chat Roulette?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just trying to research for movie roles, and I figure, you know, I'm just the everyman in all my movies, so, you know, just getting to know the everyman would make my movies even better.
But
did your Ouija board portal break?
Yeah, well, you know, the Ouija board, you know, because, you know, I live right next door to my good friend George Lucas, and he came over and ate my Ouija board after he ate his.
Oh.
Oh, wow, he ate two.
Yeah.
Were you upset about that? I know
I was pretty hungry, you know, Nick.
No, hey, Nick.
I'm sorry.
What was it like kissing Cher in Moonstruck?
Well, you know, Cher's just delightful. You know, I taste a little bit of Sonny Bono on there, but, you know, I could say I got a Sonny Bono in my pants.
Would you say you'd like to turn back time?
Yeah, if I could find a way.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Cage, any movies coming up you can talk
about?
Well,
you know, whenever George decides to make that Andre movie, you know, I'm playing Hulk Hogan for the Hulkster.
Is that your best Hulk Hogan impression?
Yeah, you know, I'm working on it right now. I'm training with
How do you feel
training
about
with a bunch of Malaysian acting coaches in order to make me get into this acting more.
I mean, I don't know if Hulk Hogan would approve of that, but
yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, it's my interpretation of the man, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you going to be shaving your head?
Yeah, well, you know, I, if you know me, I go all above and beyond for my movies.
Is it going to look like Bangkok Dangerous but blonde?
Yeah, pretty much. I've got a big mustache. Kind of like, I had a mustache in one movie, Con Air. Did I have a mustache in Con Air?
No,
or maybe
the
Bad Lieutenant?
You had long hair.
No, I didn't have one in Bad Lieutenant. It was just my
You're thinking of Kick-Ass, I think.
Yeah,
Kick-Ass, I had that, you know.
Yeah.
That was great. Now, Chloe Grace Moretz girl. You know, she was a lot of fun to work with.
Now, if I can ask Mr. Cage, what do you think of Henry Cavill as Superman? I know you're a Superman fan.
Well, Henry's a limey, you know. He's a slimy little prick. Britain, you know, Superman's American, you know. And I don't think an American should play Superman. You don't see an American, you know, I think an American should be, I'm getting all flustered. Henry Cavill's, you know, he's a stupid Brit. And I don't think a British person should play Superman. You don't see me playing James Bond, you know. Oh, that'd be great. You know, I think I should be playing James Bond. You know?
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd run around and shoot things and shout.
I mean, you do that anyway.
Yeah, it's just be me. You know, it's James Bond. You know, but I'd be playing the greatest action hero of all time.
Yeah, minus the bees.
Now,
minus the
bees. Mr. Cage, before we let you go, are we ever going to see National Treasure 3?
Yeah, well, we're working on it right now. Me and Jerry Bruckheimer. Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, he's my muse. And, you know, he's just a doll to work with, you know. I think I worked with him on The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was just really a documentary about my life.
Oh.
And, you know, what I do when I'm not acting, just casting spells and whatnot.
I see.
But, you know, we're working on National Treasure 3. We're trying to figure out what I'm going to kidnap and what I'm going to take. Do you guys have any ideas on what I should steal?
The Mars rover.
That's a good idea. Oh, I go to Mars. Is that an American thing? Because it has to be American.
Yeah, Mars has been claimed by America.
Okay, oh, good. You know, well, we're going to go to Mars.
Maybe you could steal the Backstreet Boys. They're a national treasure.
They are a national treasure, you know.
All five of them?
Well, one of them's in jail now, but the other ones.
Wait, really? Oh.
Yeah,
break
Nick,
one
Nick,
out of jail.
Nick Carter? No, Nick Carter's... Yeah, Nick Carter. Yeah,
no,
he's in jail.
No, he's out. He was just on Dancing with the Stars.
George no, this was like the other day.
I watched Dancing with the Stars. It's the dance competition.
I know George
bases.
Was a fan of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Nick Carter got into a bar fight at like 8 in the afternoon
the
other day.
It's all over the news.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well... it was fun talking to you again, Nick.
You know, I just want to say one thing real quick, and that's, just throughout my career, I've just met a lot of good people, but you guys are by far some of the best people that I've ever met in my career.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm just fucking kidding!
All right, bye, you son of a bitch.
All right, there goes Nicolas Cage.
Okay,
wow.
Hulk Hogan himself.
I can't believe we've ran into this many celebrities on here.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. It's almost like, are we under George Lucas's account?
Do you have a Chat Roulette account?
Yeah, Georgia Porgy 69.
We are. That's why. Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I just want to. I'm gonna call. Make the comments. You know, I did eat his Ouija board. You know, I did break into his house and eat his Ouija board.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't think he was lying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just hungry too, but you know, just some weird stuff's been. You know, I've just been feeling weird ever since I ate it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, like my midichlorian count is really high right now. Mm.
Is that a code for blood sugar?
Yeah. Well, no. Maybe, but. That could be it, but you know, I just, you know, I feel more powerful and stronger than I have before.
Hmm.
Great time, Royal Rumble's coming around, but
have you been able to use any of this power?
I think I moved my TV remote once. I moved my bologna sandwich from the kitchen to my room.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure I keep seeing dead people. I don't know,
like ghosts.
Yeah, like force ghosts kind of thing.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's the Ouija board or just now the Ouija board's brought out my midichlorians.
Hmm. Now, right. Can we set up a camera in your room, like kind of like Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to get to the bottom of this, too.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. We should do that. Shelve that idea, Sean.
Yeah, I'll write it down right
but
now.
But weird note, every time I have gas is when I see them, so I don't know if what the deal is with that.
Correlation.
So, like, you fart, and then it's like Mufasa's face in the clouds, basically?
Yeah, like something shows up. Mostly, it doesn't seem like anyone cool, just apparitions, you know.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Well,
I think let's go back to the
we're
chat
almost
room
done back. Here, okay? Penis.
Is that a woman?
What's a woman doing out here?
Wait,
with a penis.
Gas this once.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Before we start this whole thing, and I just... Oh, wait, it's you guys. How you doing? How y'all doing?
Kim Davis, what are you doing
I thought
in
we
chat
told
roulette?
You couldn't come back here.
I was just... See, what I do is I go on chat roulette, and I just go through, and I tell everyone that, you know, they need to pray, and they need to pray for Jesus, and they need to pray that you know, those homosexuals don't, you know, fool around.
Mm. And you lie about the Pope, right? Meeting the Pope.
Oh, it's George. How you doing there, George?
I'm fine. You know, I just want to point out, I listened to the episode where you were on, and you said you and I do a lot of WWE networking and chilling.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, but that doesn't happen.
Oh, George. Okay, just so George. So when I come over to your house, you're asleep.
Oh, God. My guard lets you in?
That's how I got into the State of the Union. I just walked in. Everyone else was asleep.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Well, again, like, I was just, you know, walking around D.C., you know, telling everyone, you know, stop the homosexuals and stop letting them marry. And they just left the door open, so I just walked in.
I just want to know, real quick, I want to go back to you're breaking into my house. How do you sneak past Tamora at Ahmad's room?
They're asleep too, George.
Oh, no.
You think I go during the day? I go at night.
Oh, God, no.
You better put some more security cameras
Kim,
in your house.
I know. Kim, that's illegal.
Is, you know what else should be illegal?
No.
I don't even have to say it. You guys start laughing. You know, it's oh just this is so great. It's like we're reunion boys here, and you know,
can Davis be part of the boys?
No, I don't let jerks.
Well, I can't be
club.
Part of the boys, silly. I'm a girl.
The girl.
Unlike that weird Caitlyn Jenner person. It's just
hey, she's bizarre. Brave, stunning, and brave, and
she knows how to drive.
She knows how to drive.
I think she's the spawn of Satan. So we're
you know she also doesn't like gay marriage. So you know you have something to agree.
Oh,
on.
Oh, she might just be cool then. Oh.
You
we
want,
could
you
have
guys
some girls
go dirt nights. Biking.
I would love to go dirt biking with her, but you know Mike Huckabee takes me dirt biking if you know what I mean.
Oh,
Lord. Kim, you know, standing up for your beliefs in that Kentucky clerk area that you were, mm-hmm. it really gave you more popularity than I guess you would have imagined.
I know. I got so many more Twitter followers. A lot of Instagram God. Followers, too. Oh. Kim Davis Bikini Sunday
Chris,
coming up.
No!
Why is this broad breaking into my house, Chris?
George, you need to hire some Jedi.
Yeah, I think that's what I need.
That means less money you have for food.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, just to make sure I'm not murdered in my sleep by
I'm
a crazy
kill
woman.
George, stop it.
Attack
I'm not going to kill
clones,
you.
My
I just want to watch you sleep.
Yeah. Now they stopped assassinations.
Yeah. They
had droids scan the room and then Jedi outside the door.
Yeah, that could happen. Maybe Kim Davis has that kind of pull with the Republican Party.
Maybe Kim Davis is a robot
good pull.
And she just comes in like a smoke
let me let me tell you, George, I have some really good pull.
No. Oh.
George, listen. Republican Party, Republic. Do you see?
Oh, no.
Similarities.
Oh, God.
How did you get into the State of the Union?
She said she
I left
in.
The door open. They left the door open, so I just walked right in.
Well, I mean, you made it on camera, obviously.
Oh, well, you know, every time I walk into the place, they have to put a camera on me. Even McDonald's.
Okay, well, Miss Davis, it's been interesting.
I want you to stop breaking into my house, you crazy woman.
George, I'm not going to stop that. I just want to
Just please.
You have the WWE Network. I don't, George.
What?
You have the WWE Network. I don't.
What is it? How much is it, Sean?
I think it's $9.99.
It's $9.99. It's a very good deal.
I'm not gonna pay
for
that. We
just have Vince McMahon on. Maybe we'll get Vince McMahon to hook you up. So
George, I'm not gonna pay for that gay shit. It's guys touching each other. Why would I do that?
Then why do you want to come over and watch it then at my house?
Cause silly, I want to hang out with you. I want to be your friend.
No, I don't want you to be my friend. You're a horrible person.
It's gotta be lonely, George.
You know, Ahmad and Tamora and I have to start sleeping in shifts.
Hey, George. George, I'm gonna send you a nudie pic.
No, please don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I X'd her out.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
crazy
wow.
woman.
Okay.
I thought we made a pact that she would never appear on the show again.
I had no idea if she was going to appear on Chat Roulette.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
Anyone
could. Bamboozled.
We got bamboozled, yes. Okay, well, all right. Let's see who else is on here.
I really hope that we don't run into any celebrities anymore on this. Chat Roulette.
What was his first movie, TR?
I think we're all right. We're all right.
Hi.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
You all right?
Cool. Where are you guys from?
Why are you talking about that?
England. What about you?
United States. New Jersey.
New Jersey!
Yeah. Can you tell us about Old Jersey?
Hi, guys.
Wait, I didn't get shown. Hey, come over here.
No, Jason.
We're recording a podcast.
Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey,
ladies. We're recording a podcast. You guys are live on air right now.
What did you say?
We're recording a podcast. You're live on air right now. Say something for the audience.
Oh!
It's pretty cool.
Hi, everyone.
That's pretty cool. You guys like Star Wars?
What's the podcast?
It's called Blah Blah Podcast. You can find us on iTunes.
Oh,
the words blah blah. Just search that on iTunes and then you'll see us. In about a week's time, you'll see this part.
Bye. All right, I'll have a look.
Yep. Take care.
All right, cheers.
Bye.
It's called social awkwardness. I'm what you call a
Hello.
Champion.
Hi.
How are you?
There. Handsome. My name's... Gosh.
You shouldn't have thrown that in there.
Well, maybe not.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, me too. So, my name's Chris. My buddy Jason over here. That's Benny. How's it going? Yeah, I know. So, listen, you know, you go... online and try to talk to people, they just stare at you and make noise. Who cares?
Oh, he didn't like
it. He was like Josh Cat.
Sometimes it is.
That was a penis.
Let's start like this.
Sometimes it is easy, sometimes it is hard. It's hard, too hard, too hard. Sometimes it is easy, sometimes it is hard.
Learn the friggin' lyrics, Jason!
God damn it!
Hi.
Listen, you need to work on your YouTube or your internet connectivity, and then we'll have a real conversation.
No.
It sounded like he was crying.
There's someone in the background.
Is it the kid from before?
Let me ask
Hi.
You a serious question. How hot does it look like it's in this room right now? I want degrees Fahrenheit.
Do you like Star Wars?
Zero.
It's like 90. I'm hot as shit right
yeah,
now.
It's like I'm sweating.
Are you a fan of Star Wars?
Yeah, it's an important question. Are you a fan of Star Wars?
No.
Are you a fan of podcasts?
I'm a fan of dick, though.
Oh!
Then do we have the guest for you? Our first guest on the show is George Lucas. George, tell us about dick.
Hey, how are you? I'm George Lucas. I'm George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars. It's good to be here. Sorry I can't fit on the screen, Billy. I'm just really fat. I can't fit on the webcam. So,
Nice to know.
Yeah, so
George, tell us about dick.
Is your name Billy?
No, it's Jimmy.
Bimmy? I'm going to call you Billy. Okay, so Billy, what was it that you said you liked?
Dick. It was Dick.
What's that?
What, is that a chair?
What are you showing us? That...
Oh, Terry Balls. Okay.
You want to see some
Terry Balls? That's really appropriate, you know.
Oh, I think
very childish of you.
George made Jar Jar Binks.
I did make Jar Jar Binks. Do you kids like Jar Jar Binks?
Probably Probably the best Star Wars character ever.
Jar Jar, what the fuck?
I think he's weirded out, everybody.
Well, Jar Jar is kind of like Goofy. You kids like Goofy? Goofy's kind of like the hero of a thousand faces.
He doesn't even see who's talking. I think he's getting confused.
Well, no, George is off screen. It's
yeah,
because
I'm too fat to get on the webcam.
Wave your hand, George. Wave your hand.
Hey. Yeah. So
the camera slims.
Got like 5-something or 4-something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to join?
What was that?
Hmm. Something.
5-something.
No, we're just here talking. We're enjoying. We're a bunch of friends. We're talking about Star Wars and WWE. Do you kids like Roman Reigns?
He said no.
Ask him if they like cartoons.
What's your favorite Disney movie? I'm trying to connect.
Disney.
Fuck Disney. Yeah. He's
all right, you better be too old for Disney. I love Goofy.
What's your favorite movie?
Do you guys like Call of Duty?
No.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Kids don't like much.
Halo? Guys, video like games at all? Do you like the bones?
Well, hang in there. Those awkward teen years will be over before you know it.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Are you like in a sauna?
Do you like Star Wars?
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Sometimes it is easy, sometimes it is hard. It's hard, too hard, too hard. To talk to your daddy or talk to your mom, it's hard, too hard, too hard.
Like my dick.
Sometimes
it is easy, sometimes it is hard. Too hard, yeah.
I got one.
There are so many ways a man can show you his love. Like a walk on a beach or a heart-shaped balloon.
He can take you to a restaurant or send you a note
that says, I love you, with little hearts for O's. You can feel it when you're alone. That's the only Justin Bieber we know. Just for the record.
You guys like Star Wars?
You guys like Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star?
Well, then you'll enjoy our first guest, George Lucas.
Hey, it's me. Sorry I can't be on the screen. I'm really fat. But I'm the creator of Star Wars.
Show him your hand, George.
Hey, how are you? What? I can hear you over your loud EDM music.
Do you have any questions about Jar Jar Binks or, I don't know, pod racing?
I
don't have any questions left.
Do you guys like Jar Jar Binks?
Are you guys from England?
Jar Jar, thank you. Yeah. Jar Jar is a great character. All the kids love him.
Where you
guys, love Jar Jar.
Where are you guys from? Oh, cool. We're in America.
USA. 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 USA.
That's very racist.
USA.
All right.
Well, almost time to stop doing the show, and it's pretty late.
All right, let's get a couple more clicks in.
Penis. Penis.
Penis.
Boobs. Oh, you don't see that much. Mm. And oh, it's Jake Lloyd again.
Can't believe you guys found me again.
It's third time's a charm, my friend.
I can't believe you're not sucking Gilbert's dick.
Oh.
Okay, guys. I think you two should just make amends.
I just want to know, is Gilbert okay? Did he die, or is he still alive?
He's still with me.
Someone okay. Just slammed the lid hard.
Oh, it wasn't a gunshot. Okay.
There's no bullets in this gun. You think I can afford bullets?
He makes a good point.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Jake Lloyd, George Lucas, you guys had a fight like 20 years ago.
No, this was like a few, like last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, just anyway, make up. Come on, bury the hatchet.
He does it first.
George, be the better man.
Chris, what should I do? As my new best friend.
George.
My first mate on the boys.
As your spiritual advisor, I think you should forgive him.
I think I have cancer on my boys.
Shut the fuck up, Gilbert. You're ruining it.
I think you should forgive him. We could use his skills.
I don't... I don't know. I should call tomorrow, and I don't know.
You can't do it, can you, George?
Look, you're like the son I've always wanted.
Son with a thousand faces.
The son of a thousand faces. More so than my kid that I had saved Jimmy Smits in episode 3 and then he got shot. Or my daughter who does UFC.
Or the little people in the basement.
The little people in the basement that I keep. Which I'm starting to think, you know, I'm trying to go a little bit of a conscience. Should I let them go?
Yeah.
They probably haven't seen their families in like 20 years, so they should probably. You know what? New year, new George. I'm going to free the little people in my basement. And Jake, I'm sorry.
That was beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Pop.
Chris, do you think we have room for a fifth member of the boys?
As long as he pulls his own weight.
You know.
Thank you.
You know. There's still both bunk beds in Tamora and Ahmed's room.
Oh, God. I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss this.
Come home. Just come home. I miss you.
I miss you, Dad.
Leave Gilbert. He's no good for you. Oh, you should still keep the.
I used to like room.
Shut up. You know, you should still keep your job at the Kmart, though. That's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
I'm moving up.
We're gonna get through this. And
oh my God.
Oh, this has been heartwarming, Sean. Right.
I need as much allies as I can to fight Evan. But Jake.
Yeah.
You can eat my meats whatever you like.
Anytime.
I love your meats, Dad.
Yeah, me too, son.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed such a magical moment on this very special episode of Blah Blah Podcast. Before... George, are you okay?
Choking up.
Like, oh, you're literally choking up. Are you right?
There's so much emotion.
No one cares about George.
Shut up.
Pissing blood for 3 weeks.
No one cares. No one cares.
All right, let's hang up.
I think we should wrap this up now. Mm-hmm. George, thanks again for letting us over your house.
Anytime.
And using your computer.
Of course.
Let's go eat some snacks.
Let's go, Jake. You got time to make it over here tomorrow and imagine. I can tell them to eat something on the
We hung
stove.
Up on Jake, so you're going to have to call him. Okay. Yeah, so, Sean, any last words?
Yes, I believe we should never go on Chat Roulette ever again.
Or Omangle or any of those websites.
Any of those websites.
Chris, any last words?
Tune in next time when the entire cast of Phantom Menace storms Evan's house.
Oh, there's a war brewing, people. There's a war. I'm getting through the Royal Rumble right now, and then we're going to go to Evan's house, and we're going to just assault that place. We're going to
destroy
it, burn it to the ground.
Me and
the boys.
Evan has no idea what's about to hit him. What do you think he's doing right now?
Oh, he's probably... Did he come back from Vegas yet?
I don't know.
I kind of assumed he married a gay hooker there, and...
I mean, we can't confirm or deny that, George, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want Evan to know, Evan, the Shrekening is upon you.
Shrekening. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for sticking it through this weird but funny episode of Blah Blah Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you tune in next time.
We're going to plug like our accounts.
Oh, yeah, should I? Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Okay, I'm Jason Green. You can follow me on Twitter at jgreen89, jaygreen89, or email me for any business inquiries, jgreen89@gmail.com. George, anything you want to plug?
Tommy Blur. I'm on Tommy Blur, GeorgiePorgy69. Watch the Royal Rumble in 2 weeks?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. You can see me there trying to get Roman Reigns' championship belt. I'm going to need it because I'm going to need the chocolate that's inside to fuel my rage towards Evan. I'm going to give it to the boys.
You and the boys are going to be celebrating in the ring?
Yeah, well, you know, if I win, they're all going to come out. They're my posse. They're going to be backstage.
Oh.
Chris, Tamora, Ahmed, and Jake's going to be there, hopefully. You know, I'm going to ask him once we see him later. But
Sean, any plugs? For any
yes, you
words?
Can follow me at @_Brackshow. And, yeah, that's all I got.
Chris?
I don't have any social media, but I'm the first lieutenant of the boys. You know, so keep tuned to the TV.
Are you guys going to be like the neighborhood watch now?
We could be. We could sign up for that.
We're just the boys. We go around. We cause a ruckus. We go to the clubs.
We actually beat people with like those plastic lightsabers just on the street. Yeah. Just gang up on them. Just mob them.
I make people do my work for me. I just kind of stand there and watch.
You're like the mafia boss.
Yeah, you know, I'm like Don Pizza.
You're like Jabba.
Yeah, like Jabba, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing repeats. It's a culture, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Good night.
And good night.